For the last 40 years, the Gebbie Speech Language Hearing Clinic at Syracuse University has been making a difference in the lives of people with speech and hearing problems across Central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this weekend the clinic will celebrate its 40th anniversary with the grand opening of new facilities while showcasing the work they've done.
For most of us, it takes no extra effort to speak or hear. But for those with hearing and speech impediments, it's a different story. This Syracuse University student has been stuttering since he was a young child, making going to a fast food restaurant a chore.
I go inside or try to write the order on a piece of paper just to go in front of the cashier. I say, you know, I have this, kind of that.
But after 2 years at the Gebbie Speech Language Hearing Clinic at SU, he's tossed away that paper.
I just need to remember to use the techniques that I learned here.
The Gebbie Clinic is the training arm of SU's Department of Communication and Speech Disorders, which is also celebrating its 65th anniversary this year. Gebbie Director Linda Molosky says the clinic splits its time between the speech and the hearing spheres, and the thousands of clients range from those with age-related hearing loss to speech difficulties resulting from diseases like Parkinson's. Molosky says research and technology in this field has exploded.
There are so many things available now that may not have been available 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and that we can help people to not only improve their communication, but then to improve the quality of their lives.
One area where technological advancement is very evident is in the world of hearing aids. David Holcraft of East Syracuse had been frustrated with hearing loss for the last 10 years.
You know, you're talking to everybody else, and you're with your family, and then somebody says something and you didn't get it. And so instead of saying, huh, because you've said huh so many times, you just let it go.
Now he's been outfitted with a high-tech hearing aid, and it's brought conversations into focus.
There are settings, if it's something like a restaurant setting or something, that you can actually, and I have no idea how the technology works, I just know it's effective, that it says if you're in a crowded space, you can actually have the hearing aid set to where it's canceling out some of that background noise and catching what you truly want to hear.
Technology is one reason the clinic moved to South Campus. A new facility features cutting-edge recording and observation systems and new clinical rooms with computer access, as well as a hearing aid fitting room that mimics real-world listening environments. The other spectrum of the clinic is research. Dozens of new therapies have been developed, from something as simple as how fatigue impacts therapy for stroke victims to using ultrasound and biofeedback in treating speech disorders for young kids. Molosky says almost 4,000 clients walk through clinic doors every year.
They are receiving services where research is directly informing those services on a day-to-day basis. In other words, our researchers are consulting in the clinic and applying their research as we learn new things.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.